Indeed it is. That's the first step. Then you have to not be afraid of life. That's more difficult. Yes, when one recognizes that one is unborn, the Atman is unborn, the body is born, but you're not the body. And so the bodily phenomenal plane becomes less and less important to one. And one is living in a much larger panorama of which this world is a very small part. And it doesn't matter what happens here. One's real being is beyond. We're here to play a part in this dream. There's a role to play. When it's done, that's all. It's not to be taken too seriously, because this is not the real. The real is beyond. This is a constantly changing environment in which your identity here is only as that which is different from it was the moment before. You're not the same person you were yesterday, right? Even 5 minutes ago before you asked the question. Now you have new information. You're a slightly different person, right? So you are constantly dying in every moment. The same person does not continue to exist. But are you afraid that in the next minute you will die, your present self, and you'll become someone different? No. In the same way, you won't care that you leave this body and you may reincarnate and get another body. It doesn't matter. It's an ongoing process. And the process is of learning and of growth and of ultimate realization that spirit doesn't require any vehicles or embodiments. Then it's acting at a much greater level as the dreamer rather than the dreamee. Okay. So this is just the training wheels for that higher level of being.